spoken about that the tachlis of different things are kefi their kefi what they are, and it can't be that Adam, if he has something more than a balchai, that his tachlis should be similar. So there must be a set of activities that we can call them human activities, specifically that they're unique to humans as opposed to animals. So now he's going to sort of make a point about it, and even though it sounds a bit pashut things that he's saying, but there's a lot that he's miramis to, and I try to get a little of a handle on it. He's barlochai. He says, I've explained to you kapulas aloikias shemitzus atayra heim ruyim la'adam lefi madregas nafsha aloikias shibikirvay, that the mitzvahs of a person, the mitzvahs of the Torah, are shayach to the person in as much as the person has a dimension of a nefesh aloikis. Vapulo sa'elu heim hashlom sa'adam shebehem yushlam atru abriya sheberetzayn bayrei. So let's focus a minute on what he's saying over here. He's making a point over here. When you speak about something as being shalem, that's really that. Even though we on the surface we think that the word shalom or shlemus is obvious, but that's not it's not obvious at all. For instance, if a person works as a lumberjack and he chops down a tree, when the tree is chopped down and laying on the ground, it's finished. I finished my job. The person who makes lumber, when he cuts it into boards, it's finished. The job is finished at that point. Finished is really dependent on a certain description of what the product is. So if we're to ask ourselves, what is an Adam HaShalim? So mitzad, the person's self, we're shalom. Unless chas v'shalom somebody's born with a crippled, he is what he is. There's no, I mean, the person is shalom. The way in which we're describing the person as a chasa is atru abriya shebaretzayn vayrei. In other words, well, the person is not the person who he is. The person is the person that came in with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's intention. So when we ask ourselves, where's the person a chasa? The chasa is vis-a-vis what should have been, what the model was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. So Ratzon Boro is the thing that's koveya where the chisaron lies. V'yispar v'parkim ha'boyim doz v'arichas v'as na'atayro, I'll explain v'ata. U'bezeh ha'perek, yispar d'ar kol v'kitza. Here he's just going to explain very, very v'kitza. She'odom yitzir kapash HaKadosh Baruch Hu mifra ha'tachtoinim chose atshu yushlam adei ma'isa atzmoy. So basically, I mean, he says that, you know, he's going to describe a person as a chos until he's mass himself. There's a whole bit over here that he's saying that I think is put into it. The two points that are included. First thing is, when we ask ourselves, the Ran says it actually someplace, the Jasher Ran speaks about it. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is perfect, then everything he created was perfect. So I'm perfect. The day I came into this world, I was perfect, or else it's kfira. No, I'm saying that I'm not perfect. And the problem with that is that there's a misconception about what the word perfect means. The perfection for a person, let's give a mashal. When I was younger, one of the cutting-edge educational tools was something called programmed learning. I don't do computers, but pre-computers yet. I don't want to date myself, but computers didn't exist yet. I mean, they existed, but not many recognize it. So they had these books where it worked like this. The textbook had a sentence, and already the second sentence was missing a word, and almost, I don't remember, but there was a lot of missing words, half sentences, things that you were expected to be mashlim and use your seichel. The intent of it was to make the learning process an active process rather than just a passive process. At Besaita, it was kind of, this was cutting edge and so on. I have no idea what happened with it. If you know, maybe like all the blanks got together and gave a big blank. But right now, but that was the, so someone's going to come along and say, aha, it's a chasa. The book is Enamuga. It's missing all these words. The answer is, well, the shleimus of that book, of that mahalach, is when you go and you memale those chasronos. So when we ask ourselves that Kadosh Baruch Hu had a perfect world, and this is one of the conundrums, it's one of those things where people say that Kadosh Baruch Hu created a perfect world or not. So either you're very, very stupid and you say, oh, the world is perfect, nothing wrong with the world whatsoever. Maybe something won't make the Republican president, but certainly once the Republican president is in, shleimus itself. There's got to be off. Or you say, we don't understand anything. But the truth is, the world is described as Bara Lekim La'asis. It's the place where a person can perfect himself. The Ramchal says it someplace. He says, I think it's Hashem, if I'm not mistaken, he says that the biggest schar for Adam is to be Doimet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And since HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatest tchuna is that kaviyochol, I mean, in other words, what we would call, he is quote-unquote self-made. In other words, I think the fancy word for it is a seiri, I think, if I'm not mistaken. It's something that it is complete within itself. It doesn't need anything outside of it. What the Rishonim call mucharatzo. Kaviyochol Adam was given that same ability. So the greatest ability, the greatest shleimus that a person has is that he's a chasa who can be mashlim himself. And he says, "Uvzeh peyksar kolz kitza sha'odin zekal shalosh baruch mifat achtoinim chaser ad shu yushlam adei ma'isa atzmoi." Until the person doesn't is not, you know, the person is a chasa who's got the ability to be mashlim himself. Valyadei mitzvah satori agyodim lashlama. And the pu'ulos that give the person the tzura of the Adam HaShalom is the mitzvahs. Ki mitzvah tish per nefesh aloiki, shesh barchon aloikis, lekach ein ha-shemazet avashu tivi. Al-shemazet ha-shemazet mitzvah shal teva. So, we can't say that there are any activities that are physical, that are masa himself, or only physical activities, because we're addressing a part of his self that's still untapped and undeveloped. So you have a person and you have extra pieces, that's a lack of flames as well. So until a person doesn't have a mahala that develops that part also, that becomes his shleimus. So Adam is a chasa, and it is the shleimus of Adam and the Bria that we can take, that we are memale our own chisarin. And the chisarin of Adam as Adam lies primarily in the chelak of Torah mitzvahs vis-a-vis the nefesh alaikis. V'davazem mevuav mekomos harbei shemitzvahs haTorah ham yesem adrega ma'alei haTeva. And it says in many places that Torah is beyond Teva. And he goes through the famous, we saw this in Akdoma, quite barichus, v'mizma shemayim sakvet keil v'chakach hischel loyim atoyas Hashem tmima atseif ha-mizma v'yesh min tchilas ha-mizma atoyas Hashem tmima Shiva psukim, v'chakach teres Hashem tmima, ki anhogas ateva ziba b'shus mei breishus, v'la teres ala teva, v'hi madrega shminis. So you have the famous thing about Torah being shminis. It's the eighth pasuk in Lamnatzeach. V'al pitam ze mizma ashrei tmim b'derech shus ala teira, yesh be shmein alfa beisa, shatari madrega shminis, shal ateva shiva b'shus mei breishus. V'chein kol dover shu ala teva v'utik mashchos etevo acha shiva. And that's why Mila Shmini. Let's talk a minute about this point. Everybody says this, but it has a lot more depth than the way it's repeated. Let's go back to the first point he says. V'dover zei says mevua becomes harbe shemitzis ha-torim yisim ha-drega ma'ilu min ha-teva. I want to explain this in a minute. The first point, the first chiddush in this is, one could explain Torah and mitzvahs as the best way to live your life, the best way to get the most out of your life, and you lead a happy life. any time you're going to explain to, let's go back a step. When I want to explain to somebody who's not inside about Torah and mitzvah, how do I explain it? So one of the explaining is, you'll be a much happier person if you do Torah and mitzvahs. Torah teaches you how to be married happily, how to raise nice kids, how to make a good shalom, how to do all the things that make a society, everybody's honest and people are kind to each other, and it's wonderful. That's one mahalach. A second extreme is that this world is havel avolam and it's nonsense, and you work long and hard here, and then olam haba comes along, and that's where you get everything. Those are two. Both of them have difficulties. The extreme about Torah being satisfied this world and so on and so forth does have some perches. Sai mitzad the fact that harbe osu will also be adam, and the other half is there are so many mitzvahs, paraduma is very hard to translate. You'll have a really tough time translating paraduma into making a happy family life with paraduma or anything for that matter that you could really translate. On the other hand, to toss this world aside and to say nothing, and then it's like it's a meaningless, it's like a carnival game where just the games and the prize don't do each other, just kind of you pick up tickets for tossing the thing in the right place and so on and so forth. It's also very dissatisfying. The Torah speaks about this world. The answer is, the right way to say it would be, it's like a chicken coming out of an egg. Torah is definitely bigger than this world. There are halachas in Hegdish about where the kelim are makdish the godesh and the extra on top and so on. The ruchnius lays in this world and supersedes this world. So there's a sheirish of Torah and ruchnius that is in this world, and that's where we get mitzvahs that are called mishpatim, miram chaveray, in yonim that we deher their tam in a way that sort of rings well, and we deher it. That's the world of mishpat, and it supersedes it and leads us to understand that reality is much bigger than this world over here. So Torah is a bridge in a sense that one end of the bridge starts here and it's felt over here. There's an entrance ramp here, and the fact that the Torah begins to go into places that are not shaykh to this world, like the world of choyk, means that it supersedes. So seven is the mahalach of days of the bria of Bria's Olam, and those are real. You know, this is the world that we have. The eighth day means that it breaks through and takes us to a world beyond. The union of Lamas Shalom Zachash, it says that the eighth day they should see a Shabbos. So the lashon Chazal is it should see the Matronisa before the Melech. That the baby, why is Mila on the eighth day? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted it, so you should see the queen before you see the king. In the lashonis of Chazal, the Matronisa is the Darga of Malchus that is sort of lower. It's a commoner. Be'etzim, a queen is a commoner. But because she married a king, she also became Malchus. Olam Hafach today, you know, the queen of England is Saket, but she's not a queen and she's not a king, and to say that there has nothing to do with Malchus. But in real Malchus, the Malka was a commoner who by bonding with Malchus also became a Melech. So Shabbos is a chelik of this world that bonded with another world. So that's a matronisa, and therefore it's a bridge towards Melech. So you can't go from nothing to the eighth day. It doesn't make any sense. You live in this world. So where is the bridge to the eighth? Before you've gone beyond this world, you have to be in this world. So that's why it says it's the eighth day, because you should go through a Shabbos, and Shabbos is the bridge between a Kedusha that's anchored in this world to something beyond it. So one Nekudah of the eighth is that it's beyond seven. Seven is what the Torah told us is Sheshes Mei Breishis, Shivas Mei Breishis. It's the 7 days of the Bria, and then Torah and anything in Ruchnis that's described as eight is it means that it broke past it and it's a step further and so on. I want to add another nekuda to this this inyan, which is in the seven and eights over here. He says it a little bit further down. Let's see a few more lines, and then we'll speak about this. V'zeo tam mila b'shmini, ki ha'adam mitzar ha'teva nivrim ha'arla, v'hu p'chisus ha'teva. V'amilo y'tikun ha'teva, v'lefikach tikun ha'zeh b'yoyim ha'shmini, l'fishu acha ha'teva sh'nivrisiris me'vresh. So the morale is Miramas over here, and he's going to bring the Chazal later on. Let's ask ourselves, when a person has a body that's fully formed when he's born, the body is a davar shalem, and when a person cuts away part of it, he's being mechasa the bria. But the arla in terms of this world is a person's natural body, and to take it away, you're being machzir it. The nekudah shabbai, and this is what he says over here, because the chayim is pachos, when a person, let's give a muscle, when I want to attach something to this table here, to put anything on it is not going to stand. If I glue on it, mechateisa. If I sand it down and make a hole in it, then I could put something in and it'll stay there. In order to anchor something more than beyond the person's heaven chomer, you need to be megareya from the body in order to make a makom for the ruchnis. Let's flesh it out in a different way so we get the point better. If somebody is very, very happy, Baruch Hashem, everything's okay, it's hard to make him into Baal Tshuva. Lo chaserli, as they say in Efrit. Lo tzarich etzer. You know, it's like somebody says, the guy who argues with you at the Erechim seminar is not a problem. The guy says, ani beseder, zovati. Enli, lo chaserli shum davar, ani beseder gamur. That's very hard. What you do is, you try to be me'orer in the person where he's unfulfilled. Where there's something missing. The person's fatzeret and fayochet and he's got problems. So of course he comes to look to Torah as a refuah. He's an easy customer, but he's high maintenance. It's a long term care. But somebody comes with everything's okay, and I tell him, what do you mean everything's okay? You eat, you sleep, you drink, and what for? Where's your neshama? Where's there more than that? If I succeed in cracking a hole there, then I have a basis for something else. The being malbish something ruchni on the person requires a certain achas of chaimah. So the maisa bris, the introduction of kedusha in the person, is through a maisa that's mechaser the chaimah to some degree. Or else there's no makom chalois for it. So he says machmas, it's a hashloma in the person. Machmas, the koyach of the chumri days mechaser, and simultaneously the person is opening up a pesach to ruchni, but it comes together. It couldn't work one without the other. Umeata teida kamitzvah shemapulus aloikis b'maisa adam yagia b'ma'odim adrega she alateva. So mitzvahs are the pulus aloikis, the person reaches the darkest alateva. Here I think the morale is saying a very big inyan, and he's really being megala a very important nekud over here. Let's discuss it a bit. We know that there are 7 days of the week. Each day had its own chelik lebriya. if you count for yourself, you can't help noticing in your siddur that they have these letters, the chesed to the chesed, the voice of the gvura, the parents to the chesed, and so on and so forth. 7 meters of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're based on the pasuk of Hashem, Agdullah, Agvura, the parents of Hashem, and so on. And those are 7 meters with which HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. There's also, there's 7 days of the B'ir, but there's Asar Mamarim Shem Nivra Olam. There are 10 spheres. So, what's 7 and what's 10? When do we get 7, when do we get 10? When do we use 7, when do we use 10? Depends however the gematria is convenient at that point. But what's the difference between somebody else's 7 and somebody else's 10? You have something like Shivus Kanan, which is 7 times 10, and so on. So, the midas that are the midos of 7 are the physical midas that manifested themselves in the world. But just like each day there was water, there was yamim, there was asavim, and so on, each day represents some physical entity in the world. Not only a physical entity in the world, but a system like a clock. The Teva is a clock. It may have required... It's easy to convince somebody that you needed somebody to make this clock, but it takes a lot more convincing that somebody has to keep running the clock. I mean, a good clock runs by itself. I was many years ago when I was in camp, I think it was like in 68, there was a world, like not a world's fair. In 66, I think New York had a world's fair. In 68, Montreal had an Expo 68, I think it was called. And the camp went for a trip, and in the Czech pavilion, they had, the Czech was supposed to be like very big, Bali Umnis. So they had like a huge, I don't know what it was, like a platform, a table. I would say that like half this room, it was like a village, like a whole little village of the Middle Ages, like a self-enclosed unit, with all sorts of people doing different things, and it was run with one clock mechanism, not digital, not quartz, you know, a wind-up mechanism, and the whole thing ran with, you know, everyone was doing their thing. This guy was cutting wheat, and this guy was putting it up, and this guy was banging stuff, and this guy was charging it, and it was an extraordinary feat. It was really mind-boggling, the amount of planning for it and the perfect gear work. It was incredible. The whole little town is in that. So he says, the guy who made it was awesome, or the people who made it, but it runs. That's it. Now it runs, it clicks, it ticks, and it's moving fast. So the chelik of the Bria, not only the physical entities, but the laws of Teva, means Teva is also an entity, because it's not going anyplace. It's fixed. It is what it is. It's a thing in a certain sense. That is the chelik of the Bria that's expressed in 7 days. And anytime you come to 7, those are the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that deal with things happening in the world. What gives away that there's something more than that is whenever there's a gilui of a thought process, a person lo aleinu who's not conscious, his body movements are kind of very predictable. They are, you know, they follow a very clear pattern, and they'll stimuli, and you know, they act a certain way, and there's not much going on. But when a person has seichel, the seichel is the ability to project something else into the mix. That's why psychology can never be a real science. It's something that can be studied, and you can say things about it, and you can have approaches to it. But it's never going to be chemistry. I mean, it's a big machlokas. I mean, many of the course of all, yes. But we think not. The koach habechira lies in the das being a unit that's not material, not teva, and yet part of that. And whenever das injects itself into that, it creates changes, and I see a gilui of something other than that. So, for instance, if a person is thirsty, it's stimulated to drink something. That's fine. But if I'm thirsty and I offer you a cup of water, that's strange. What stimuli provoked it? So, yes, there are good reasons. If I give a cup of water now, maybe I'll get three cups later from you. It's a good investment. But take that away. Where does chesed come into the picture? So G'dayla scientist Mutchesif explained that it's also with evolution, that the god of evolution wanted chesed. Fine. But at the end of the day, it's not. It's something that something else was megala itself within the world. I'm a person, I'm physical, I'm human, I have regular similar, I'm Thursday, I drink. But then something else came through. The other three hanhagis are hanhagis that are described in terms of das. That's chachma, bina, das, whatever they may be in particular, but the ratio to the activity of a person is like seichel. Seichel breaks the teva of the person. And it introduces all sorts of other things. I never see the seichel itself. The seichel is not a little man who walks out and says, "Forget about what the body is doing. I want this." I always see it through the body, but I deher it because it's something within. All the things that are shayach to the world of eight and on, and the Ramchal also when he speaks about the Yemei Mashiach, he speaks about, you know, Sheshes Alafim, one is Charev, and then he speaks of up to 10 Alafim. Whatever it is in reality, it's not something that we can, it's not something we can box into a calendar. The idea of it, we do have one Tfisa. Like Rachel says, the world as we understand it has 7,000 years, and then there's Dargis up to 10, which means the Giluyim within peeling back the world to deher the panemius of the world and what I could put in. So the das and the seichel of the person to the person, when a person does mitzvahs, so when I do activities that are physically gratifying, then I'm negala nothing. I'm like, that's like the little, it's like the clockwork of the things walk around. Once you know me, I have a thirst instinct, it's hot, I'm drinking, going on. That's nothing. But when something protrudes through the world of mitzvahs, and Torah mitzvahs are primarily injecting an element that's not of this world to within this world, and in those meisim being megala something else. And that's where 8 is the beginning of that. 8 is the, it doesn't make a difference. Once it's past 7, 8, 9, and 10 are already academic. And what's this target, that target, the other one. The main breakthrough is the thing within itself does not have an explanation. A scientist who works on a premise, which I think is a correct premise, that as a scientist he can only study systems that are self-contained. He's got no recourse to anything else. So all explanations have to lead why my instincts would the way I am. And why the pieces created a system that's closed, and that's what they produce. That has to be like that. When a person does Torah mitzvahs, he breaks through that. That's what it means. The seichel on Teva means seichel is not run by that mechanism. Seichel is what makes that mechanism go. V'aser Teva hamitzvus haloikis sheim amaisim sheinam tivim val yodam yegeodim amayla al yoyna she lemayla min Teva olam anivto. So there's a world that is beyond this world. That's the world of Ruchias. The Adam is a chunk of Teva with a pnimius that's me'al teva, and that sort of is what makes things go. And when he does Torah mitzvahs, he reaches out to a world that's beyond the teva in the same way, in the same experience that he is. Seichel within a guf, so he's oimir on within the world something outside of it. And that's why sichli is where it is. I want to explain just a point why the world of Torah, in other words, we always speak about Torah and mitzvahs. So the pashuta and wrong understanding of Torah and mitzvahs is Torah is the instructions on how to do mitzvahs. Mitzvahs are what's important. You need to know the halachas, and the halachas will teach you how to do what you're supposed to do. And it does say it has to be lumen aflasos, which people think means that the limud for asiya. It's really the other way around. When a person does a pa'ula, the chshivas of the pa'ula is as big as the seichel and the das that he put into it. When you have a child crying, it doesn't move you terribly, because you recognize that the erech of what made the child cry was a stickle chalukah deis about a lollipop, his or his sister's or whatever it is. It doesn't much went into it. If you see somebody who's a very deep person, a big person, and he drops a tear, the pshat is there's an oimik of das in that tenua that gives it an entirely different meaning. When a person does a mitzvah, the value of the mitzvah is in proportion to the seichel and das that lay in it. And that's why if you do something misasek, it's not a ma'isa mitzvah. If you do something be'ones, it's not a ma'isa mitzvah. You need to do something with a certain level of das to minimal be a ma'isa mitzvah. And the depth of a mitzvah is totally in the depth of the das. It's true both on the level of the halachas of a mitzvah. If a person understands the fullness of the mice that he's doing, it's amazing. There was somebody I know from where I lived in Silver Spring, very nice person, never learned the yeshivas, fine person, but yeshivas and mitzvahs was okay, nothing. He got very, very involved in a certain mitzvah, in a certain project, so it was a very important project, and he decided he would learn the halachas also. And he got into it, and he came to me, last night I was speaking to him, and he said, wow, it's awesome. Like, he didn't realize every single tag, the significance of what he was doing. And this person is a very, very bright person, and the thing that floored him was the understanding of the chumris and the kulis. He understood the basic halacha yotze with this, but it's a davar chashav atmoid, so we make another shmira on it, another shmira, and another shmira, and his understanding of it gave a whole different depth to it. And it's certainly true in the world of understanding the kavanas of the mitzvah. There's an Eben Ezra, I don't even pass mishpat in Pash Yisrael, he says, reike moach, empty-headed people, yitmehu, wondered, what was Moshe doing 40 days and 40 nights in Sinai? What could you do for 40 days there? And he calls them reike moach. And he says, even if a person would be there thousand times a thousand, he wouldn't even be massacred a drop, he says. And he says, because the Iker in Torah is the leva. And I think it says the loss of America is va'maise v'hal, loshna dibur lahargil. In other words, the tachlis of the pa'ula is the havana that comes out of it. What registers in a person's das when he does a mitzvah, and therefore the more oimek a person has in the mitzvah, it's so much chesiva. It's a very important chesed to understand. Torah is not an other mitzvah with a lot of schar and a lot of good things. Torah is another dimension. What a pa'ulas a mitzvah is to a person's regular day-to-day pa'ulas, Torah is to pa'ulas a mitzvah. It changes the entire surah of what a person does. Rav Chaim Shlomovitz used to say, a slight different note, he used to say, it says by Avraham Avinu, that b'shcha gave water to Malachim, so they had Be'er Shemiliam, b'shcha they gave this, they had months, other. So he says, Rav Chaim has like a very blunt and positive. I just think he says, I don't give a cup of water if the guy comes. I've given plenty of cups of water out. Slice of bread, don't slice of bread also. So where's the fun, where's the bear? And he said, and he would phrase it. He always had a very good way of phrasing it. He said, the story doesn't teach us about the person. It's the person who gives the value to the story. It's how you give it, what you gave. It's the whole content, Shaboy. He would get very irritated when Maspidim would tell stories a lot about the Nifta, so he would usually say, it's not the stories that teach us about the person. If you understand the person, you value what he did. You know, it's the depth of a maisa, it's the chshivas of a maisa, it's what the person's das was when he did it. Okay, we'll hold it here. We have another piece to finish the Mitzvah Shem, but so it's too late to do it now. But we'll miss him next time. So okay, we'll hold it here.